And welcome back here to Saxonburg as we get you set for the start of tonight's game, the Knock Knights and the Highlands Golden Rams. Rams will be dressed in their brown with gold trim. The Knock Knights in the rarely used home whites. Now, the nice thing about Knock's schedule this season is that three of their final four games, and actually four of their final five games, are at home. In addition to this, they'll have Derry on Friday night, then their final away game next Tuesday at Freeport. They'll be home to Beaver on Saturday the 9th, and then home to Armstrong on the 11th. So Knights with only one road game remaining, and look to wrap up a pretty successful season, at least through the regular season, and then we'll wait and see where they are in the playoffs. Starters for tonight's game for the Golden Rams, it'll be Seth Cohen, Corey Myers, Dom Pacey, Johnny Christ, and Luke Cochran. Christ and Cochran, the two big scorers. Cochran averaging just about 20 points a game, and Christ averaging over 15 points per game. For the Knock Knights, same starters we've seen for quite some time. It'll be Scott Frazier, Jared Schreckengast, Brady McKee, Jake Scheit, and Julian Sanks. The Knights' leading scorer is Scott Frazier, averaging 16 points a game, and Julian Sanks averaging 12. Julian on a little bit of a drought here in the last couple of games, struggling at Quaker Valley, and I wouldn't want to be the team that plays Knock when Julian starts to come out of that slump. And let's hope it starts tonight. So for the Rams, it's Cohen, Myers, Pacey, Christ, and Cochran. For the Knights, Fraser, Schreckengast, McKee, Scheit, and Sanks. And again, as you can tell, pretty good crowd on hand for tonight's Knock basketball game. Had a chance to see new head football coach Brandon Mowry. Past football coach Mike King is in the house over there, as well as most of the coaching staff, a lot of the football players, and a lot of the great Knock fans coming out tonight. And again, like I said, this is a great crowd, and we're going to have ourselves a fun game here. Knock and Highlands, usually a knockdown dragout, could go down to the very end, could go into extra innings. We'll wait and see, but we're set to go. It'll be Johnny Christ jumping center against Scott Frazier. The Knights and Rams. Most districts really close. And a lot of history, considering they've already played 66 times over the years. So we're set to go from Saxonburg. Scott Briggs with you on WISR. Good to have you along as the ball's in the air, controlled by Knox. Rams will play a man defense. Jake Scheit with the ball, swings it around to Frazier on the far wing. Frazier works back towards the middle. Outside again to Scheit. Scheit works towards the middle, feeds to McKee. McKee with a jumper from the corners, good for two. And the Knock Knights on the board early. Brady about two steps inside the arc and knocks it down for a pair. Pacey with the ball, off to Christ. Feeds inside to Cochran, who goes to the corner, but his pass is deflected by Sanks out of bounds. And the Rams will keep the ball. Pacey will take it in front of the Knock bench. Pacey outside to Christ. Back to Pacey. Off to Myers. Now Pacey feeds underneath to Christ. He dribbles it on the foul line. Now he dribbles it out of bounds. But it didn't have control of the ball, and the Rams turn it over. Rams go with a two-man midcourt trap on the offense. Here's Frazier. Getting the ball around to Schreckengast for three. Schreckengast's three goes off. The ball's tipped away. Battle for the rebound. Underneath comes to the Rams, but McKee able to dive on it and force the tie-up. But the possession will go to the Rams. Good hustle by Brady McKee inside, but he's laying on the ground and just sort of covered it up like a fumble. And no place he could go with the ball, so the Rams will work it down the floor. Cochran at the point. The Rams' leading scorer. Picked up by Frazier at center court. Cochran to Myers on the point. Now he wings it around the front. Pacey around to the left. Off to Christ. Christ looks inside. Foul line. Kicks to the corner. Here's Cochran for three. And Cochran drains the three-pointer. And the Rams take a 3-2 lead. Scheidt across the timeline to Schreckengoss, back across to Scheidt. Out to Frazier on the wing, Sanks in the corner, and Julian will slowly work it back to the middle. Now off to Frazier, drops it for Julian Sanks, around to Scheidt. Scheidt now right side, looks to the foul line, kicks outside, Sanks open for three, off the back of the rim, no good, the rebound comes down to Schreckengoss. Off to Frazier. Frazier with a drive. Frazier goes down the lane, lays it up, and he's fouled. Scott Frazier with the take. Looked like he took an extra step or two going down the lane. But no call, and Seth Cohen charged with the foul. And Frazier at the line, looking to add another point for the Knock Knights. Frazier drops it in. And Cochran back the other way, down the right wing. Back to the middle to Kreis. Kreis will drop it off to Myers. Back around to Kreis. Kreis with a drive, or Myers with a drive, and a little floater down the lane's good for a pair. We're tied at five. In the middle, Frazier. Frazier tries to go in, kicks outside to Sanks. Another three-pointer from Julian. He drains it. And that's what we wanted to see. Julian Sanks hitting the three early. Here's Sanks with a steal. Ball loose. Battle for it on the ground, and a foul's going to be called on Cohen. As Brady McKee was bent over to pick up the ball, and Cohen just sort of ran right into him and knocked him over. And Cohen picks up his second foul. And Knock will have the ball. Cohen will come out. And McDaniel will come in. Remember, he did not play against Knock the first time out. 8-5 Knock here early going. 5.5 to go. Scheidt picked up by McDaniel. Goes across to Frazier. Frazier backdrop to Scheidt. Off to McKee. Rams playing a 2-3 zone. In the corner, Schreckengoss. Schreckengoss has the ball ripped away by Myers and jump ball called. But a foul called by one official, jump ball called by the other. Let's see what the call ends up being. It could go either way. Jump ball. Possession arrow should be Knox possession. And I'm just not sure. One official was calling a foul, and the other official called a jump ball. Now they're trying to explain to the Highlands coach just what that's all about, and he's not happy because Knock gets the ball back. So the second tie-up of the game, and we're only about 3 minutes in. Scheidt around to Sanks on the wing. Julian can't shoot. Ball guarded. Schreckengoss, two-pointer just inside the circle, goes in, out, and in. That one bounded around for a minute before Schreckengoss got the two. McDaniel quickly down the floor, goes inside for Kreis, lays it up and in and draws the foul. Johnny Kreis on the run, pretty tough to deal with. And he'll get the chance as Schreckengoss picks up his first foul. And Kreis with a chance for the three-point play. As we mentioned, Jared usually guards the team's best player. And here with Highlands, you sort of pick your poison. Frazier goes baseline. Frazier up against Kreis. Feeds into McKee for two. Brady with a nice little just up in the air and flopped it in. And knocks up 12-8. 4:35 to go first quarter. It's going to be like this, folks, the whole game. McDaniel in the corner. Up top it comes to Cochran. Cochran to the foul line. And a foul called underneath the basket. Kreis picks up his first foul, third team foul for the Rams. And so Knock back down the floor with a four-point lead here in the early going. Sanks outside on the right wing. Here comes the double team. Drops it for Scheidt. All the way to the far corner for McKee. Schreckengoss outside to McKee. Back up top to Frazier. Frazier, Schreckengoss from the corner. Schreck with three. 15-8 Knock, and this is the Knock team we've seen earlier in the season, not the one we've seen the last couple weeks. Here's Kreis with a runner. Misses the bucket but draws the foul, and that one I think is going on Schreckengoss. And if it does, it's Jared's second. Now Ron McNabb's going to have to get him out of the game here. Price at the line to shoot two. Price just takes off and goes, and very fluid, very quick. He misses that one off the front. Well, doesn't look like they're going to replace Schreck. Leave him on there with two fouls. Second shot is up, no good. Rebound to Julian Sanks. Shite to Sanks on the wing. Looks off the three to the foul line. Sanks outside. Frazier for three. Frazier nets the three! And it's 18-8 knock here in the early going. Outside. Runner Pacey feeds underneath. Trying to go to Price on the low block, but Julian Sanks comes from nowhere to knock it out of bounds. And the Rams maintain the ball. They'll come in from the right corner. Dump it in for Price over his head, but he's able to gather it back in. Goes to Cochran. Cochran's runner high off the glass. Doesn't go, but it's knocked out of bounds by Schreckengoss. And Jared just got a hand near it and knocked it away. So the Rams keep it their end of the floor. 3:25 to go first quarter. Cochran will take the inbound near midcourt. Work it to the high post. Kicks to the corner. Myers with it across the middle. Myers turnaround shot. No good. He slips. But a foul called on the shot against Knopp. Against Julian Sanks. And so Corey Myers at the line to shoot two. Knock up by 10, 3:17 to go. The Knights with already three pointers to start the game. And Myers hits the first of two. As we documented a few times, last couple of games, Knock has really struggled out of the gate. Not so here tonight. Second one is good by Myers. Rams go with a full court trap. Knock working it down the floor. Easily gets it to Sanks in the corner. Three-pointer from Sanks on its way. In and out, no good. Rebound to Cochran. Cochran quickly ahead to Christ. Knocked away by Schreckengoss. And here comes Frazier back the other way. Frazier goes in, loses the ball behind his back, and Christ coming the other way. And he loses it off his foot, out of bounds, and will come back the other way. So everybody a little too hyped right now. What a play by Schreckengoss to steal that pass. Got high in the air. And knocked back down the floor. Brady McKee in the corner. McKee will turn and take a three. In and out. Rebound to Christ. 18-10. 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. Cochran drops it off for Mason Swanger in the game now. Myers on the right wing, working against Sanks, swings it out to Cochran. Cochran outside and back around to McDaniel. Back out to Cochran. Cochran dumps it into the middle to Christ, and a foul on the floor against Knock. This might be Schreckengoss, and that's his third. And Jared's coming out of the game. It means Frazier will take on Christ. Boy, that one was a touch foul, if nothing other than that. Now that hurts the Knock Knights. Well, Ryan Lang into the game. Ball comes in. Underneath it goes to Christ, working against Frazier. Christ goes in, lays it up, no good. Rebound Frazier. Frazier off on the right wing to Scheit. Scheit goes in. Scheit, turnaround shot, leaves it short. Frazier with a rebound and put back, doesn't go, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. Good effort by Scheit to get in there, and an off-balance underhander. And Frazier with the solid rebound. A foul on Antoine McDaniel. And Frazier to shoot two. Knights up by eight with a minute 57 to go here in the first quarter. Frazier's first one off the back and rolls in. Seven in the game for Scott Frazier. Knock Jr.'s second one is up and off. No good. Rebound McDaniel. And Cochran will come back the other way with the Golden Rams down nine. Working against Jake Scheit. Off to Kreis. Kreis back down underneath to Cochran, and the easy runner for Cochran on the give and go for two. That's textbook. Ryan Lang and Jake Scheit bringing the ball down the floor. Scheit across the timeline. Scheit into the corner. Sanks open for three. Julian's three off the side doesn't go. Rebound battle for it. Sanks able to get it. Goes into, and it called for the double dribble. Knock 3 of 8 from three-point range. So they've gone a little cold. And Highlands has got the lead to 7 with a minute 15 to go here in the first quarter. Don't expect that big lead to hold up. They never do in these kind of games. McDaniel outside. Cochran, long-range three. Off the back doesn't go. Rebound, gets his own rebound. Puts it up, partially blocked by Sanks, and then it goes off a knock out of bounds. So the Rams will inbound underneath their own basket. Just a minute to play here in the first quarter. Good basketball game thus far, just as we would have expected. Cochran into Kreis, around to Myers up top. Back around to Cochran. Cochran tries to come to the foul line, shut off nicely by Scheit. And quickly Highlands goes around the perimeter. Outside to McDaniel. McDaniel tries to drop it. Swanger with it, and he'll take the runner. And he sort of passes blocked. Here comes Lang. Lang is tripped from behind. No call. Sort of a guys just sort of tangled their feet up together. That's a good no call. And the Rams with a ball back. Here's Cochran in the paint. And Cochran fouled before he gets into the line. And that's going to be on Jake Scheit. Fifth team foul against the Knock Knights. And it'll put Cochran back at the line to shoot one-on-one. Or shoot two. Going to say he was in the act of shooting. Cochran puts it up and in. 6 in the game for Luke Cochran. And the lead down to 6. Rams with a substitution. Kreis comes out. And Caleb Radishak into the ballgame for the Rams. So give Johnny Kreis a little bit of a breather. Cochran's second shot is up and good. And the Knock Knights working against the pressure of the Rams. Lang to Frazier in the middle. Frazier, Sanks on the wing. Julian pulls it back outside, gets it to Lang. Lang looking in, far side to Scheit. Scheit back outside to Lang. Ryan's coming in, and Scheit's going out. Knock turns it over. So one guy's going one way, and the other guy thinks he's going the other. And with 6 seconds to go, the Rams can further cut into the Knock lead. Kreis back into the game on the offensive side. Myers will inbound. The ball about in the center of the Highlands end of the floor. Kreis in the corner for a quick three. Off the side doesn't go. Rebound. Out of bounds off of Highlands with 1.6 seconds to go. Here in quarter number one. Kreis comes out, and back into the game is Radishak to play defense. So Knock will have a get it in and shoot kind of thing going here. Frazier. And Scheit can't get the ball down the floor to get a shot off. So we complete one. The Knock Knights in the lead. 19-14 over Highlands. Back with second quarter action right after these messages.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Well, welcome back to Saxonburg. Scott Briggs with you on WISR and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. The Highlands Golden Rams and the Knock Knights. Knock leading 19-14 in a good first quarter. Knock had a 10-point lead, but since it was 19-9, the Rams have scored five unanswered. They have the ball to start quarter number two. Pacey dumps it underneath the Cochran. Turnaround shot is good by Luke Cochran. He has nine in the game for the Rams. Scheidt across the timeline. Swings it around to Sanks on the near wing. Back to Scheidt up top. Scheidt with a drive. Outside it comes. Bajuzic seeing his first action in the game. Sanks right wing guarded by Johnny Christ. Up to Frazier. Frazier tries to go inside out. And back out it comes to Scheidt. Knock sets up the offense again. And playing against the zone of Highlands. There's Frazier. Frazier tries to go in. Cochran pulls his arm in the ball. And on the other way, Myers with a layup misses it. And the rebound comes down to McKee. Ahead to Scheidt on the wing. Scheidt drops it off for Frazier. Frazier goes in, loses the ball. Frazier got in and put the ball on his hip and then was hit. And they're going to ring up Dom Pacey, I think, for this one. And that will be his first foul, team's fifth. And Frazier at the line for the fourth and fifth time tonight. Scott, two of three. Seven in the game. Make it eight. And the Knights up by four. And don't look for any lead to last. It's not going to last in a game like this. And Frazier gets the second one. And Cochran down the floor. For the Rams. Across the middle to Christ. Left side to Myers. In the corner, McDaniel. And then there's Pacey, goes to his knees. Gets able to get the ball off to Myers. Myers to Cochran, guarded by Bajuzic now. Cochran down the lane. Cochran's shot is up, no good. Rebound to Ryan Lang. Lang gets it ahead to Scheidt on the wing. Scheidt crossover to McKee. Back to Scheidt, open for three. Jake Scheidt in. Jake Scheidt with his first points of the night, and the Knock Knights back up by eight. Cochran and Christ play catch out front. Drops it again to Pacey. Left side to Cochran. And Pajuzic guarding him. Dumps into Christ on the low post. Christ able to get it and turn and lay it in. They get it over the head of the Knock Knights, and Christ is almost automatic when he's on that low block. Here's Scheidt driving into the corner. Comes across the middle. Not a good pass. Stolen away by Myers. Off to Cochran on the wing. Cochran tries to go in, and he's fouled on the floor before he gets in. Adam Bajuzic with his first foul. Sixth team foul for Knox. So the Rams will just inbound on the far sideline. Into the corner to Cochran. Dump inside to Christ. Knocked away. Here comes Scheidt ahead to Frazier. Frazier goes in, lays it up, misses. And the steal by Lang. Lang goes in, is charged with an offensive foul. Oh, my goodness. Ryan Lang got the ball on the low block and went in, and he's going to be charged for an offensive foul as he ran into Johnny Christ. And I've never seen that one called like that before. And so the Rams come back the other way as Ryan Lang picks up his first foul. Cochran to Myers. Back to Cochran. He lost the handle on it for a second. Now he's lost his dribble. Goes to Christ down low. He feeds outside to Myers for three. His three goes off. Battle for the rebound. McDaniel. Back to Myers. Three-pointer up. No good. Rebound Bajuzic. Smallest guy on the floor. And he gives it away to Christ. Back to Cochran. Cochran goes up. Lays it in, but lands on his back. Christ does. And Highlands wants a foul call on that, but there was nobody around Christ when he went down. He just fell. He hit the floor and slipped. So the Rams have cut the lead to four. And starting to feel the momentum. Right across the timeline. Tries to go underneath. That's stolen away. Knock with another long pass that's taken away. This is Cochran. Cochran outside to McDaniel. Up top to Kreis. Swings it around to Myers. Myers back to Cochran. Cochran tries to drive in from the high post. Kicks it off to Pacey. Back out to Myers. Slows things down. McDaniel on the right wing. Back to the middle. Into the corner. Myers for another three-point attempt. Off the front, no good. Rebound McKee. And they're going to get McDaniel for his second foul, pushing off Brady McKee. Well, this is what we expect. Highlands and Knock. You know, one team's going to get up and the other team's coming back. Right across the timeline for Knock. Goes into the corner. Ryan Lang can't get the three away. Out it comes to Scheit. He'll go in and then pull back out. Scheit now goes to the baseline. Gets it to McKee. McKee in the paint. Shots up. Rolls off the back. No good. Good shot by Brady McKee, but the three rams around him. And Highlands with the ball again. Down by four. Kreis on the high post. Looks to turns to go. Loses the ball. Able to save it into Cochran. Cochran in the paint. Kicks it outside to Myers. Myers with a floater up and rolls it in. And it's a two-point game. Highlands with a timeout, 3:43 to go here in the first half. So it's one of those back-and-forth kind of games. Knock up 19-9 at one point. But have come roaring back here in quarter number two. Holding the Knights to just 5 points. Outscoring Knock 8-5, so it's not a lot of numbers. So wouldn't get excited about a lead for either team because they just don't last when Knock and Highlands play. Highlands turning up the defense a little bit more here and taking advantage of the officials sort of letting them play underneath the basket. Of course, the Knights with only Frazier at the foul line. Well, the Rams have had three different guys go. Kreis twice, Cochran once, and Myers once. And that's not nothing out of the ordinary there. 3:43 to go, first half, 24-22, knocking the lead. Knights have led the whole way here. Lang and Scheit. Slowly across the timeline. Far side, Frazier looks inside, and he runs into a whole bunch of Rams and a foul called, and Knock will go to the line to shoot one-on-one. Frazier. Foul called against Highlands. Dom Pacey, his second. And so both teams now in the bonus situation when it comes to shooting fouls. Frazier will launch the first one and get it. Nothing but net there for Scott Frazier. And Knox lead back up to three. Swanger comes back in. Pacey sits down. And Frazier dribbles and shoots the second one and gets that one. Some reason the buzzer keeps buzzing after the ball comes in. Not sure what's doing that, but Highlands has the ball, 3:18 to go, down four. Kreis swings it around, Swanger in the corner. Back up top to Myers. Myers with a drive, comes in, puts it up high over the basket, no good. Kreis with a rebound. He loses the ball. But they're going to say a foul against Knox. Somebody got him on the arm. Didn't see that one, so I can't tell you. Ron McNabb doesn't think so. It's going to go against Ryan Lang, his second. And so Kreis at the line to shoot one-on-one. Kreis, one of three from the foul line, gets that one. And the lead now three. I wouldn't expect this one to get away from anybody anytime soon. Kreis misses off the front, the rebound right to Ryan Lang. And Scheit back the other way for the Knock Knights. Far side, Frazier. Back to Scheit. Scheit off to Frazier again into the corner. Lang for three. Ryan Lang's three doesn't go. Price with a rebound. Knock, not getting any offensive boards here at all. You're tough with Kreis and Cochran underneath there. McDaniel with the ball now. Swanger with it. Off to Kreis, way outside, working against Frazier. Kreis goes in, puts his head down, knocks Frazier down, and no foul call. Well, usually when you do that, you get an offensive charging call. Knock with the ball there, end up by one. Scheit to Lang, into the corner, Frazier. Back to Lang, around to Scheit. Scheit for three. He's got one, doesn't have two, as Cochran pulls it down. There comes McDaniel. He goes in, lays it up off the top, and the follow by Kreis dunks it, and the Rams up by one. Big follow by Johnny Kreis in the middle of Frazier, and he's hit from behind by McDaniel, who picks up his third foul. And Frazier will go back to the line to shoot one-on-one. What a follow by Johnny Kreis. He got some serious air there and dunked that ball off the miss. Not much you can do with that, folks. Tough to guard above the rim. Frazier one-on-one. First one is up and bounces out. Rebound to Cochran. Rams with their first lead, 140 to go here in the first half. Cochran working in. Kreis swings it around to Myers. Myers off to Pacey. Off to Swanger. Takes the long-range three-pointer. Off the back, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Scheit. Scheit on the run. Scheit goes in, lays it up, and drops it in. Quickly down the floor they go to Pacey, and it's out of bounds. But boy, that's one. Scott Frazier was trying to chase that one down. It was over Pacey's head, and if Scott would have let that go, it would have been knocked ball, but he didn't know that. He couldn't see where the offensive player was. Inbound to Kreis in the paint. He kicks it outside to Myers. Myers' jumper just inside the circle, rolls out, gets his own rebound, pulls it outside. Outside to Pacey, works around, and then Julian Sanks is going to be rung up. On a push, and for Sanks, his second. But it just seems at this end of the floor, they're pretty ticky-tacky. And the fouls they're calling. But then again, this is Nauk Highlands game, and it's always an odd game when you look at the fouls and officiating. One-on-one, shots up, no good. Nauk with the still with a one-point lead. Sanks on the near side. And Sanks is fouled by Swanger. And Julian at the line to shoot one-on-one. Sanks with just three in the game. He really hasn't had a whole lot of opportunity. And nothing but net on that one for Julian Sanks. 29-27, knock, under a minute to play here first half. Sanks' second shot is up and bounces off. Rebound to Kreis. Cochran quickly down the far wing. And Ryan Lang picks up another foul. Boy, awful tight over there. And just, I'm sorry, it just doesn't seem like it's being called the same way at either end of the floor right now. Lang with his third. The Lang and Schreckengosch both with three. Cochran at the line. And gets it. 10th team foul against Nauk. So Lang comes out, but Juzic comes in. So foul trouble for the Nauk Knights. Cochran's second one is up and good. The Rams tie it at 29. 53 seconds to go here in the first half. Scheit slowly across the top. Drops it for Frazier, who spins to the foul line. Outside to Sanks. Sanks looks in, comes back out. Drives. Sanks turn around, low post. Shot up, off the back, no good. Rebound comes down to Myers. The Knights can't buy a basket right now. Here's Cochran, season opening. He'll take the jumper just inside the line. It bounces and rolls in. And the Rams up by two, 15 seconds to go. Straight over to Frazier on the near side. Clock at 10. Frazier out to Sanks. Clock at 4. Julian step back three. Off the back, doesn't go. At the buzzer. And the Knock Knights trail the Highlands Golden Rams 31-29 after the first half. We'll be back here to Saxonburg with the recap of first half action coming up right after these messages.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The deal-making man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The deal-making mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The deal-making man saved us thousands.
Meet the real deal-making man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.